And now I'm joined by the manager of the LA Dodgers, sixth season with the Dodgers, 2016 NL Manager of the Year, led the Dodgers to the seventh World Series in club history last season, led the Dodgers to three NL pennants and five divisional titles in five seasons as manager. He was a World Series champion as a player. Now, what a year it's been. LA is a game out of first in the West. They're in Colorado this evening. Dave Roberts is my guest. Dave, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Romy, what's happening? I'm doing well. Just hanging out in the great town of Denver. Got good weather and ready to play a ball game tonight.
I love it, and I appreciate you doing it, too. So you're coming off an extra innings win, Dave, in Colorado last night. Albert Pujols came up as a pinch hitter in the top of the 10th to single and drive in the eventual game winner. I mean, there's nothing, Dave, in this game you haven't seen, but I've got to ask, what was that moment like for you as a manager last night?
You know what? I think it was really special, and I alluded afterwards. There might have been a beer shower ensuing after that game with Albert. This guy is first ballot Hall of Famer, and to be essentially a role player for the Dodgers and embrace it. And so for me, I got to admit, I pull extra hard for him because I just want him to have those extra moments. And Lord knows he's had great moments. But I'll tell you right now, getting a hit to win a game, I think that it's one of the highlights of in a long time for him. And he's even said that he's having more fun than he's had in quite some time.
I think that's cool. Dave Roberts is joining us. Really cool. So, I mean, to that point, like, you could tell the respect and the love that he's already gotten from his teammates. Like, so what has he brought to the team, not just in terms of production, but in terms of team chemistry and being a good teammate? What's it like having him around?
I think a little bit. I think for me it's going to sound a little different, but it's humility. You know, when a guy comes in your clubhouse, I think the first tendency is to be a little standoffish and be respectful of a player like Albert, but he made the first move to all of our guys, our coaches, and showed a willingness to teach and help. And I think that right there, guys understood that, man, you can have that softness, that humility, and still be a savage as a ball player.
We're talking to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. So you and the Giants are locked in that epic battle for first. Last night, the Giants rallied from three down. They beat the Padres. They stay in first. Dave, what's it like to be in the middle of this particular race? Are you doing a lot of scoreboard watching, or do you try and actually not look at the scoreboard?
Yeah, you know, I'm guilty of scoreboard watching. I'll tell you this, is that they've played a lot of games. We played at the same time, and yesterday we were ahead of them, so I got to make a point not to watch it in real time because I got to watch the end of the game, and it was painful watching that game. So you do, and Romy, I think that's part of being in a pennant race. You know, you work hard to put yourself in a pennant race, so part of the joy is kind of watching, but you can't, you know, you still got to be focused on the job at hand, and that's control what you can control.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is joining us. They've got a game this evening. So the team went out and made that big move to bring in Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, both actually. What did that say, Dave, about the drive and vision of the organization to make a move like that and have those two guys brought to the team?
Yeah, it shows the willingness to do anything. And that's from Mark Walter, our owner, to Andrew Friedman, who's probably one of the most competitive guys I've ever been around. And you know, so if there's a deal to be had to make our club better, he's going to do it. And then you get two superstars and Max Scherzer, who obviously the line score shows how incredible he's been. But he's been just impactful in the clubhouse. And Trey Turner, what he can do, there's nothing on the baseball field he can't do. So, yeah, we got 11, 12 games left, Romy. It's going to be fun, but I love our guys.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting what you said about Friedman. For instance, like you were a high-level athlete. You manage high-level athletes. You've been around athletics and, like, elite athletes your whole life. What about the business side of things? Generally, guys who get to that high level are very driven, ambitious, they're bright. But you just called him one of the most competitive guys you've ever been around. Is that unusual to see a guy in that position that competitive?
You know, I think I don't know, because I know that Theo Epstein is another guy that I've been around, and he's super competitive and great at what he does, obviously. And Andrew is, and I think what it is that as a player, you have a certain lens where you kind of equate competitiveness to people that perform, play on the field. But then as a manager, you have a lot more dealings with people in the front office and owners, and you realize those guys are just as competitive as the players themselves, but they just have a different skill set, and it doesn't show through. But when Andrew makes a move like this or is grinding, you know, endlessly hours on making our roster better, that's compete.
I like that. Dave Roberts joining us. Of course, you got Max Scherzer. We know he's going to compete. There's that funny story. Funny story, Dave, from early in his time with the team that you learned not to touch him during a start. Like, how would you describe this guy's approach to preparation and then the focus and intensity that he has when he is pitching?
Well, just to kind of, allude to that story, it's like I pride myself on communication with our players, but I obviously didn't get a memo that when he's pitching, you don't touch him. So as I patted him on the behind a few times coming down the steps in New York, then under his breath, says, don't effing touch me. And then so the players are dying laughing, and he's like, I don't need to get rewarded or patted on the blot or on the butt or lauded or encouraged. This is my job. This is what I'm doing. We'll shake hands after, and then we're great. And so that was a lot of fun for me and an eye-opener for me. But as far as your question, this guy, Romy, checks every box. He's prepared with the infield guys, the catchers, the pitching coach, the outfield guys. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows how to navigate a lineup. And the intensity that this guy has, I've seen Clayton Kershaw for 6 years, and this guy is competitive, as fiery as prepared, if not more than Clayton, which speaks volumes.
Yeah, that speaks volumes. I'm so glad you reset that story. That is such a hilarious story. Dave Roberts joining me for a few more moments. They've got a game coming up shortly. You mentioned Clayton Kershaw. He went 5 innings, Dave, on Sunday. He got his first win since June. How has he looked to you since his return from the elbow inflammation?
He looks great. He's still building up. I think the thing is that people want to kind of gravitate initially and give that lazy look to just velocity. And so it's not going to be 2 and 3, but I think the command is still there. The slider, which made him a Hall of Famer, is still there. The curveball, he's using a little bit more. So I think right now I love where he's at. We're going to build him up against Arizona to 6 innings. And I look at our staff as 4 aces. You know, you've got Scherzer, Buehler, Urias, and Kershaw. So it's the best staff in baseball. Now we got to go out there and play.
All right, so, Dave, not only am I going to keep you for one more question, but I'm going to ask you about you. You've always avoided credit. Recently you said, quote, it takes a whole army to get this thing moving forward in the right direction. There's a lot of people that should be very proud. And to quote, well, that is correct. It does take an entire army. You're the guy in the front. You're the guy calling the shots. You're the guy who takes the heat if things do not go well. And things have gone really well. But, again, you're the guy when things don't go well. What have the last 6 years been like for you?
Really a lot of growing. I really say that seriously. I think that in this job, you've always got to evolve because you have to realize it's always about the player. And Romy, you kind of alluded to it. It's like I've learned to not take things personal. There's a lot of criticisms and from fans, media, and that's part of it. That's what makes the game great, and you want that. But I think early on, it kind of hit a little bit deeper. But now, if I trust, the people that are around me, the players and the decision making that I make, you can handle a lot better. But I think that I'm always trying to get better and learn. And, I've learned a lot from Max and Trey in a short period of time, as well as, Justin Turner and different guys that we have. So it's been a lot of fun. But I think growth probably is the main thing for me, my main takeaway.
I absolutely love that response. Really quickly, like what have you learned from those guys that you just mentioned? What have they taught you?
I just think that sometimes where you've got to listen to the player as far as I haven't played since 2008. So the grind that these guys go through, the rest and recovery, the I don't feel good, but I need to play because the visual of me in the lineup is going to help our ball club win a ball game, or I might not have my best stuff, but you got to trust me to go that extra inning, or just the communication that we've had with each other has allowed me to make better decisions. And I think that's kind of the biggest win for me, is that the trust that we have between player coach.
And then one last thing, Justin Turner looks like a million, right? He has leaned out. He's obviously committed to nutrition and diet. What's that been like for you to see him like that, the commitment that he made, and then how does that translate between the lines for him?
You know what? I have a unique fondness and relation with Justin, and he's an aging player, but he's a baseball player, and he takes really good care of himself. He's eating right. He's one of the smartest guys I've ever been around on a baseball diamond, and he just has that unique ability, Romy, and this is probably the biggest thing that I love is that him and Courtney, his wife, the Justin Turner Red Turn 2 Foundation, he has that ability to do in the community and put as much work into the community and the fans and the people as he does in the batting cage or taking grounders. And he's just that guy that gets it. And so when you see a professional athlete that gets it, that's why I kind of always go to the forefront and pull for him, but he's one of my favorites.
I like that quite a bit. He was a World Series champion as a player, World Series champion as a manager. The Dodgers right there in the battle once again. Dave Roberts, my guest. Dave, appreciate you so much. Thank you very much for doing that. Have a great week. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Romy. Take care of yourself.
You too, Dave. Dave Roberts joining us. Finding time to get on the program before a 5:40 Pacific game. Appreciate you, Skip. Dave Roberts, jungle favorite. I don't play favorites. Dave Roberts is one of my favorite, not only favorite managers, not only favorite people in sports, one of my favorite human beings. I love Dave Roberts. I'll say it for the record. Yeah, Rome, the only reason you had this take on him is because you love the guy. Well, yes and no. Yes, I love him, but that's not why I've had whatever take I've ever had on him. Because I am objective.